I can remember the first farm that I went to by myself. I know which farm it was now. It was actually on the A5 near Tamworth. When the farmer opened the door, he looked at me and he said, "Were you sent?" And my inclination was to say, "Well, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't." I thought, "No, you don't want to irritate him." So I said meekly, "Yes." And he took a deep breath and sort of thought, "Well, okay, I'd better see what she's like." It was a big shock. He'd rung up for a vet and had expected at least an experienced man, and to find a very young woman was, I mean, I think he'd have looked sideways probably at a man of my age, if you see what I mean, but he wouldn't have said anything. Farmers are very like that. They size you up. Anyway, I passed muster.
Do you remember what you had to do that time?
No, I don't. I mean, I know it was something quite simple because the practice wouldn't have sent me for the first time unless it was something that they knew I could do.
Could you say a little bit more about that sense of farmers sizing you up?
Well, they all tended to do that, and if you got on with the work without asking for anything, I mean, if there was an instrument or something that you wanted, I mean, but if you didn't ask them to lift up a foot, but you did everything yourself if you possibly could, then they respected you. And the next time you went, I mean, they would fall over themselves to help you. I can remember one of them sort of saying to me, "Well, if you're ever called to any of the local farms and you're short-handed, I mean, like in a carving case or something of that kind, then you can always ask them to come here and we'll help." Once they've assessed that you are competent and are prepared to muck in, they're very good.